Welcome to the Claudio Rossano Show on claudiorossano.com, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Okay, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the Claudio Rossano Show. Rick Mitchell, thank you for the introduction. Adam Zalouf, my producer, as always, thank you. I also want to thank my sponsors right away. Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care and Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, all right up the road at Dubois, Pennsylvania. Great family, the Roscoe family, so make sure you check them out. Today, I have two guys who are very, very special to me. I wouldn't be doing any TV work if it wasn't for them. And the TV work that we do together, Pittsburgh's Ring Talk and Steel City Sports World, these guys make that show. And we have Smoke and Jim. And besides that, they're just two unbelievably fantastic people. Smoke and Jim Frazier, NFL scout, writer, an award-winning writer for the Pittsburgh Courier. He has several TV shows on PCTV21.org. First and 10 with Smoke and Jim. He's also, as I said, on Steel City Sports World and Pittsburgh's Ring Talk. And Luther Dupree is a producer, a host of Steel City Sports World. He's also on Pittsburgh's Ring Talk, does a ton for the youth in Pittsburgh. And again, they're not my friends. They're family. And I love these guys. And thank you both for being on the show. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us, Claudio.
Thank you, Claudio.
All right, all right. Make sure you pay me at the end of the show for that great introduction. all right. All right. Let's get off right off the bat about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Luther, tell us about their season so far, your thoughts on the season. Why are they where they are right now? And where are they going to be?
Well, at the beginning of the season, I said I thought they would win 10 games, make the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs, you never know. I think the main thing, the defense is still in transition. They don't have the pass rushing. They have a lot of young guys that haven't lived up to their billing. Dupree, my cousin, TJ Watt. Those guys aren't putting the pressure on. They were both first-round draft picks and are not ready. The corners are very suspect other than Joe Hayden. And, of course, Le'Veon Bell is the cloud hanging over them. I think it took about 3 weeks to get them. It took about 3 weeks to get the team together. Everybody thought he was coming in. Now we know he's not coming into about week 10. So it's a transition, but I still think they're on pace. I still think they can win 10 games, and they might even win the division. So I'm still okay with where they're at right now.
All right. Smoking Jim?
Hey, Claudio. Hey, you know what? I agree with a lot of what Luther said, but you got to realize, you know, a friend of mine is Coach Bill Cowher. And when Coach Bill Cowher coached the Pittsburgh Steelers, his goal was simple. Your first goal is to win the division. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are sitting real pretty right now. They're in first place in their division. I think the division is tailor-made for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've dominated that division for a long time. Now, in terms of everybody being surprised that Le'Veon Bell's holding out, hey, I knew he was holding out. Le'Veon Bell told me 2 years ago to my face he did not want to play for Pittsburgh. He did not want to live in Pittsburgh for whatever reason. Le'Veon Bell was not coming in before Halloween because you cannot trust the ownership in the National Football League, because once you sign a contract, they own you and they can trade you. So he's coming in after the trade deadline. The Pittsburgh Steelers are solid at running back with James Conner, if they can get something the last quarter of the season out of Le'Veon Bell, that's going to help them going into the playoffs. Greatest quarterback I ever seen in my life, maybe Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs. So the road to the Super Bowl goes through Arrowhead Stadium, and not too many people fare well going through Arrowhead Stadium.
But, you know, we were going to talk about Mahomes. I don't know if I've seen a guy, a ball come out of a guy's hand like his since Elway Marino. But not only that, this kid, who was a shortstop, and his father was a former Major League Baseball player, he can throw from different angles, different body positions. I mean, he is, in my opinion, without question, the real deal. And I think the next megastar in football. What do you guys think of him since you brought him up,
Jim? Hey, Claudio, can I just say one thing before we get into Patrick Mahomes?
Sure.
I would say this, and I think Luther would agree with me, is that if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm doing everything I can to trade for Patrick Peterson.
That was my next question.
Arizona.
That's right. Yep, that was my next question.
I would give up a first-round draft choice and a little bit more. This is a once-in-a-generational player. He is like a Charles Woodson, a Rod Woodson, a Deion Sanders, or a Lim Barney. And a guy that's a friend of yours, Claudio, Louis Lips, one of the all-time great receivers in the NFL. He would have been in the Hall of Fame if it wasn't for Frank Minifield and Hanford Dixon. And if the Pittsburgh Steelers get Peterson on one side and they got the other guy on the other side that Luther had mentioned, you'd have your Minifield and Dixon.
Luther?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You kind of stole my thunder. I think Patrick Peterson, he wants a trade. Arizona's kind of holding tight, saying they won't trade him. But I think for the right price, they will move him. The team is going nowhere in Arizona. I think he's the missing link. They have to go for it. I mean, their window's closing. Ben is on his last years. A lot of money tied up in the offensive line. They have to do what they have to do. And if they can get another corner and have those guys there, then they could start coming with those blitzes that they would like to do, but they're not sure of the backfield. So, yeah, I think that would be a great move. As far as Patrick Mahomes.
Luther, we agree a lot.
Sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're right, Smokey Tim. But a lot of times you're wrong. But this one you're right about. As far as Patrick Mahomes, man, this guy is amazing. He's tearing up the league. When they came to Heinz Field, I watched them just toss a ball 70 yards in the air just with the flick of the wrist. I mean, he is an amazing player. He can go on one side of the field, throw it back across to the middle. His arm is so strong. They usually tell you that's an interception waiting to happen. Not with this guy. Look for him to break all kinds of records, and he has the talent around him.
Reminds you of Brett Favre, doesn't he, Lou? The great.
Yeah, but, you know, he reminds me a little of Brett Favre, John Elway. But, I think he's even a better athlete than those guys because he's even more mobile than John Elway. I mean,
he reminds me of those guys you mentioned, but he also reminds me a little bit of Flutie as far as being able to throw in different angles and different body positions. Obviously, he's got a better arm and a bigger body, but let's jump to that real quick. As far as for the past several years, it's been the Steelers and Patriots. Now you have two other teams that you can put in that fold, and that's Kansas City and the Chargers. First of all, do you believe in the Chargers, Luther?
Chargers? No, I don't believe in them. Phillip Rivers, you know, he gets a lot of credit, but in the playoffs, all he does is fold. People talk about chokers. Every time he's had a chance at the playoffs, he's thrown picks. He didn't show leadership. I think he's the problem with the Chargers. They're too young. And really, at the beginning of the season, I thought it was going to be Jacksonville, but Blake Bortles is just destroying that season. I mean, they start off going 2-0. They whip the Patriots. He looks like he finally stepped over, and he's going all the way backwards. But I think it's a three-team race, Kansas City, the Steelers, and New England. And unfortunately, the Steelers will not have home field advantage. I think that's going to be their downfall. They can't beat New England in New England. Kansas City looks like the real deal. Kansas City and the L.A. Rams have proven to be the best teams, in my opinion. I mean, they have very little weaknesses. Well, Kansas City plays no D, but they're offense scored about 40 a game. So,
man, it's like a video game. What about you, Jim?
Well, again, Luther's jumping all around trying to make his argument strong. But listen, San Diego's one of the top four teams in the National Football League. much better than the Pittsburgh Steelers because they got a great defense. Phillip Rivers passing yards. He came in the league with Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and I think he got more yards than both of those guys. They're all Hall of Famers.
How many Super Bowl rings does he have, Jim?
Well, I'm talking about this year. And they're a top four team. They're a top four team in the NFL. And also, Claudio, they only lost two games. This is a team that a lot of people are picking. The winner division, of course, that was before Kansas City came on. But they're a team that can make the playoffs. Their problem is they're playing in a soccer stadium, and they don't have home field advantage. But that defense, if you guys watch San Diego, that defense and Phillip Rivers' ability to throw, they're one of the best four teams in the NFL right now, with the Rams being the best team, which I predicted in preseason the Rams will go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, you did.
And you also, and I also believe somebody said the Raiders.
Jim picked the Raiders.
I was half right on that.
Yeah. Do the whole thing, Jim. Don't pick and choose.
Well, on that note, let's pause for a commercial break from our great sponsors. We'll be right back with Smokin' Jim Frazier and Luther Dupree.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. Okay, we're back with Smokin' Jim Frazier, Luther Dupree. Guys, before we get off of football, question I want to ask you guys, who is the better wide receiver set? And I don't know if this is a good question or not. I've been hearing it a lot. Brown and Schuster-Smith or Swan and Stallworth? Me personally, I'm going to go with Swan and Stallworth. Statistic-wise, obviously it doesn't compare because the games were different. If those guys were playing today, they would have phenomenal numbers, okay, because back then they used to get hit at the line of scrimmage, and plus they didn't throw as much, especially when you had Harrison Blyer. And plus they won Super Bowls. Do you think what about you, Luther? Who do you like better, Brown, Schuster-Smith, or Swan Stallworth?
Well, I think it's too early to give it to Brown and Juju, so I would go with Swan and Stallworth right now. I think I need to see a little more from Brown and Juju. But they're on their way. They're on their way. They get a couple Super Bowls under their belt. Brown already has been a top receiver, in my opinion, the last 3 years in the NFL. And Juju's right on his tail. But I give it to the legends, the Hall of Famers. You can't put those young guys ahead of them yet.
All right. Smokin' Jim?
Well, everybody knows in 2010, I drafted Antonio Brown for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I can safely and calmly and confidently say that Antonio Brown can't take a hit. So he can only play in this era. You know, Juju and Antonio, you know, anytime a guy tells you you're next and you want them thrown out of the league, they could not play in a trash-talking violent league. I know Y.A. Kittle wish you'd have played in this era instead of the old era, but it's not even close. I don't think Juju will be on a team in 2 years. I think that, you know, he'll be – one thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers, they do a good job of bringing in receivers because college football is not producing many good defensive backs. So every team got great receivers, so – Swan and Stallworth all day, Hall of Famers.
All right. You agree with me.
You know, yeah. Real quick, you talk about eras. You could only play in an era. I think Brown could play in any era. I think Juju could play
he's
in the year.
He's been knocked out twice by Burfict. He's been knocked out twice.
Burfict, you know how many players? Burfict is the dirtiest player in the NFL. He's knocked out a lot of players. Bell, Cam Newton. He's knocked out a lot of players. He's a dirty player. If you're playing by, they're playing by different rules.
How about Jack Tatum? Jack Tatum.
It's a different game.
Hey, who is it? It's a different game.
You're not expecting to get hit like that.
Who's the guy for Philadelphia that knocked out Frank Gifford, Claudio?
Chuck Bednarik.
Then he said he wished he could have knocked out his wife.
Again, every time I talk to one of these old school guys, it was a different game back then. There were no rules back then. If you're playing under today's rules, you don't expect to get hit like that. So you can't compare that. It's a different game. These are dirty hits right now.
A glass chin is a glass chin. And he got a glass chin.
I don't believe he has a glass chin. Those guys were getting knocked out too. Were they not getting knocked out?
I'm getting ready to call the doctors at the Cincinnati General Hospital, and they'll let me know if he got glass in that chin.
All right. I told you these guys were the best. All right, let's just real quick to baseball, smoking Jim's favorite sport. Luther, real quick, the Pirates' 2018 season, and what do you expect out of them in 2019?
I expect more of the same. I mean, I was so disappointed when they blew up their team and they didn't get anything for them. I'm so upset with the Pirates management. A couple years ago, they won 90 games. They were maybe one or two players away. And the thing was, if we ever get a good team, we're going to invest in the team. They did the complete opposite. They got a good team and they traded all the way the good players. I'm just very disappointed. The ownership does not want to win. It's been proven, and it's embarrassing to watch for the city of Pittsburgh. We're a city of champions, and they're about making money, and they'll never win anything. I'm just real disappointed in what they've done with the team. And I expect
Smoking
more
Jim?
To say.
Oh, yeah. Smoking Jim?
Well, they're getting rid of too many great white ball players. Austin Meadows, you know, Neil Walker. You're trying to sell seats, man. You know? Hey, listen. the Pittsburgh, it's something about leadership. It's not always about statistics. And the Pirates had an opportunity when they won 98 games to invest in the team. They could have been Milwaukee. But they
didn't. Good point.
Hey. It's a nice ballpark to go down there and watch some baseball. Luther gets in free all the time and never gives me a call.
Next year, Jim. I got you.
He's been saying that for a couple of years.
If I'm the Pittsburgh Pirates, I'm hiring Claudio as my hitting coach.
There you go. Now we're talking.
And I'm teaching Polanco how to slide.
Oh, my God.
And I'm getting me some good white players in there.
Well, I definitely like me being the hitting coach. We'll leave it at that. Luther, how about the World Series? Red Sox, Dodgers, who do you like?
Well, Boston has been, that was my favorite all year long. I think that team is loaded. Although the Dodgers have been there before, and you would say it's their time, but I think Boston's going to win it again. I mean, I just like the way they play. Team is loaded, and they've been doing it all year long. I think it's going to be 4-1. I think it's going to be complete domination.
Wow, okay. Smoking Jim?
Well, what team got the dirty guy from Boston on it?
You mean dirty guy from the Dodgers, Machado.
Used to play for McCullough. Boston, didn't he?
No, he played with Baltimore.
Play Boston?
Baltimore.
Okay. That's who I like. I like that guy. I like the way he plays, bro. But
Jim likes people who hurt people.
Yeah, he likes dirty ball players.
Hey, I like when you slide, brother, to have some meaning to it when you slide in the second base, brother. Stepping on somebody's foot when you're going down the first base line.
I got the Red Sox.
Johnson, I'm pulling for Magic Johnson.
Well, I don't know if he owns I see, that's why I like the Dodgers too. I love Magic. But I don't know if he is a part of the ownership anymore once he took over the Lakers job.
Well, if they're selling sweet potato pie at the home stadium ballpark, you know Magic still owns the team.
He'll be there. All right. Okay, after that, again, we will be right back after a very special word from our great sponsors.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. All right, we are back again with Smokin' Jim Frazier and Luther Dupree. Since we mentioned Magic, let's mention let's talk about the NBA real quick before we go into boxing. Smokin' Jim, your thoughts on LeBron James going to LA? Do you think they will win a championship with LeBron James?
Well, first of all, everybody knows I had dinner 2 weeks ago with Isaiah Thomas.
And you did not invite me and Luther, but go ahead.
Right.
Next time he comes, man, I'm going to invite you guys. But first thing I asked him was, who's the greatest player of all time? And he said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the greatest that he's seen. You know, as far as LeBron James, just like he missed two free throws last night, this is a guy choked out more games than anybody, any superstar. He won't take he usually will not take the last shot.
Incorrect. Statistics say otherwise.
I think the Lakers is going to be good eventually because Ball will make LeBron better. Yeah, Lonzo Ball is the reason. That's a special player. It's going to be Showtime Lakers again because of Ball. And he'll make LeBron a better player.
And that's why you're a great football scout. Listen, LeBron is going to go down as the greatest of all time. He's going to have all the records. He'll have 5 or 6 rings when he retires. And, yes, they will win a championship, just not this year. He missed a couple free throws, but statistically, his winning percentage as far as clutch shots is better than Jordan and it's better than Kobe. Yes, he's missed some. He's not great at the foul line, but statistically, he has closed more games. He's more clutch than people get him credit for. But he'll win next year. I think next year they get another piece to go with him, whether it's an Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant. Right now he has too many young guys. He has too many young guys right now. They can't close. Last game, the game last night, he hit a big three-pointer to center in overtime. In the overtime, he was winded. He had to carry the whole team on his back. And he missed free throws again, which I was disappointed in. He didn't look confident at the line, but I think he'll be okay. But look for him to win at least 2 championships next year
I love guys who open schools that hated to go to school. So, yeah. I love them guys. Some Benedict Arnolds.
Call him the GOAT.
Well, you know what? For me, he's a great player, obviously. But for me, I have a hard time putting anybody over somebody who changed the game. The rules changed the game for him. Somebody who led the league in 1 year in scoring, assists, and rebounds, which will never be done. Will Chamberlain.
Will Chamberlain.
And Michael Jordan. I just think that if both of those guys played against each other with their best teams, okay, Jordan, I think, would dominate and intimidate. Jordan was not going to lose, and I think he would just take the heart out of LeBron and anybody else. And again, for me, I have a hard time saying anybody's better than Wilt, Michael, and for me, Magic and Bird, those guys combined were just unbelievable. And obviously LeBron has to be up there, but those, you know, those five guys, I got to put up there with, you know, they were great rebounders, shooters, free throw shooters with the exception of Wilt. They were clutch, unbelievable passers, and they were team leaders who had crazy heart. And that's why I put those guys above LeBron. But I do agree with you, Luther. If they get Anthony Davis or Leonard, I think that those are game changers, and they could possibly get those guys.
But, hey, just notice, Magic knows somebody's coming.
Why don't we get the dream team again to play with LeBron?
Listen.
See, that's a good point. Here's the thing.
Everybody talks as if it's one guy. It's a team game. Yes, one guy can make a difference. But Jordan didn't win until we got Scottie Pippen, until we got Phil Jackson. He was getting out in the first round. Yes, he did.
I don't give Phil Jackson. I was a big Bulls fan back then because of Doug Collins, who is a friend of mine. I love Doug Collins. And I think that he could have definitely, without question, have led that team to the exact same situation that Phil Jackson led to. It was just a team that had – they grew up a little bit more – to me, Phil Jackson didn't have a whole hell of a lot to do, in my opinion, with those championships from the Bulls. I know you disagree with that, Luther.
I disagree with the coach.
Listen, part of coaching is able to take talent. There's a lot of people that talented players that never won. But a talented coach can get those guys to play right at a championship level. He did it for the Bulls. The Lakers, they had Kobe and Shaq. They couldn't get it together. They bring in Phil Jackson. He massaged the personality. They won a championship. I mean, you can say that to do a lot, but part of coaching is getting personalities to play together.
He didn't do anything.
He wasn't coaching.
He wasn't coaching the Knicks.
I didn't say he was a great general manager. He didn't even try.
You have to have the horses.
I agree with Luther. I guess that's why Coach Thompson ain't won in the last 10 years with all that great talent.
I don't know if his talent was all that great. He had good offensive players, but the team got old and they had to rebuild on the fly. Never had a losing season. Listen, and also another thing about coaching, which I say about Phil Jackson, he knew where to go. Wherever the best guy was, he was there. I mean, that's part of it. He picked the right choices, just like Steve Kerr.
Yep,
instead of taking that Nick job, he chose to take the Golden State job because he saw he had a young Steph Curry, a Klay Thompson, and a team that was ready-made to win instead of taking all the money and going to New York.
Well, you know, and now he's going to nice.
And I'm just saying that's part of coaching as well. You got to pick your spot.
you got to pick your spot. Thank you, Lou.
Now, since you brought up Golden State, Luther, who's your picks to go to the NBA Finals, and who do you like to win?
Well, Golden State is absolutely loaded this year. I thought the West would give them a little more trouble, but the team is just too loaded. They got DeMarcus Cousins, who hasn't even played yet. He won't play until probably after the All-Star break. They're going to, you know, play around, probably win about 60 games and just run through the West Conference. Houston has come down a level. I think their biggest competition will be Utah and Denver. Surprisingly,
a lot of people are sleeping on
Denver and Utah. Utah had them beat a couple nights ago, but a couple missed shots and not lockouts caused them to lose. Denver beat them without one of their best players. So I think they're going to go from the Western Conference, but look out for Utah. I think that's the sleeper team you need to watch out for. As far as Boston, people are talking about them in the Eastern Conference. I think it's going to be Toronto. Toronto is loaded. Kawhi Leonard is on a mission to prove that he's the best player in the league, and all he's done is dominate Boston, Washington, and everybody else they put in front of him. I think it's going to be Golden State and Toronto, and unfortunately, Golden State will win their last championship this year. After this, look for the Lakers to start taking over the league.
I agree with Luther that Golden State's the greatest team of all time. I definitely agree with that.
I never said that.
He didn't say
that. Don't put that in my mouth.
Okay, 73-9 will never be broken.
Well, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're the greatest team of all time.
You can't be the greatest team in a championship.
Huh?
Yeah.
They didn't win a championship when they went 73-9. So you could say that's the biggest choke job in history. But that's not the greatest team. They didn't even win a championship.
Okay. Same way with New England, huh? When they went 18-0.
Hey, did they win?
You got to win a championship.
Did they win a championship?
But nobody's saying that they're not one of the greatest teams of all time.
I never hear people talking about that team as being the greatest because they didn't win. They lost to an inferior New York Giants team.
We're talking about a team that won three championships. That same team, New England, broke that team up. Randy Moss and them was on that team.
And nobody mentions them as one of the greatest of all time. Nobody.
Jim, did you quiet Jim down?
No, because he's talking apples and oranges.
It's a fact.
The Warriors they won three world championships. What are you talking about?
And the one they didn't win is when they were 73-9. They were 73-9 and lost.
All I said was 73-9 will never be broken. Do you agree with that?
No, you said that was the greatest team ever.
I said they are the greatest team of all time.
And again, I'm saying no. They are not the greatest team of all time.
And I'm asking
there's a number
of teams. 73. I'm asking you, do you think 73-9 will ever be broken? And the answer is no.
Probably. I think it can be broken.
Get out of here, Lou.
Come on. But you know what? You could go 82-0. If no one in championship, it means nothing.
Exactly.
That's 73.
You have to win a championship. You got to finish.
Right.
It's almost like hitting a home run, but you don't touch home plate. You got to finish it.
People will still have the 72-10 record ahead of them.
Hey, Claudio.
What's that?
Will Chamberlain missed 1 minute of one season 1 year, and LeBron is tired in overtime. And he's talking about 73-9. He's going to play back-to-back games in the NBA. It's solved. The generation is solved because they're being
– And they used to bang back then. And Wilt used to get banged.
Like Luther.
Hey, when the Lakers were banging, Rondo was banging a couple nights ago, and so was Brandon Ingram.
Oh yeah.
So they still bang. They still bang a little.
Yes, they were. You know what though? If you look at that fight compared to some fights in the 70s, there's no comparison. I mean, they threw a few punches, those guys in the 70s and 80s tried to kill each other. I mean, those guys were for real. Yeah. But
Rudy Tomjanovich almost got killed with one of those punches.
Kermit Washington landed a clean shot, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. George.
All right, now let's go to. And Dan Ronfield. Those boys, Artis Gilmore. Sir. Those guys used to hit you. Yes, Mark Lucas from Pittsburgh. He was known
Maurice
as the roughest
Lucas.
Guy out there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, again, game back then.
Oh, they would have called those guys. Bill Laimbeer was just dirty. But that was a different ball game back then. But since we're talking about fighting, let's go back another time to listen to our great sponsors.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. All right, we're back once again with Smoking Jim Frazier and Luther Dupree. And now we're going to talk about something that we talk about on our show all the time. That's boxing. Luther, you missed our Pittsburgh's ring talk yesterday because I think you'd have been upset with a few things that Smoking Jim had to say and a couple of things I said too. But let's start off with Anthony Joshua KO seventh round of Alexander Povetkin. I think Povetkin did better than I thought he would do. I've never been a fan of Povetkin, but he looked he moved pretty good, and he shook Joshua in the first round.
In the first round.
Yeah. Luther, what do you think of that fight?
Listen, before the fight started, the sparring partner said he thought Povetkin would beat Joshua. He sparred with both of them and said he had a tougher time with Povetkin than Joshua. First round, he rocked Joshua. Joshua, I'm telling people, his chin is questionable. We saw him go down against an old retiring Klitschko. If he gets in with Deontay Wilder, it won't go four rounds. He has a glass chin. He's not as active as he used to be. I think he's a paper champion. He's not the lineal champ. That's Tyson Fury. He's going to get knocked out by Deontay Wilder. Listen, Deontay Wilder, his style is ugly. He doesn't have great boxing technique, but he has more power in that 220 frame than anybody out there in the heavyweight division. Look for him to knock out Tyson Fury in seven and watch Anthony Joshua duck him for another year. Deontay Wilder, bomb squad, is the best there is on the planet. My
now,
top
quick,
three, I know you all did it. Okay.
No, wait, well, we're going to get that. But before Jim responds, I do want to ask you something that I was going to ask you yesterday because you and I talked about it the other night. Okay, so you don't think Joshua's going to fight Wilder next. You had three fights. Yeah, give us the two or three guys you think he's going to fight prior to Wilder.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Dillian White is going to beat some bum in November. Then he's going to fight Anthony Joshua in April. They've already booked the date. It's already set up. And then he's going to fight Cruiserweight Usyk coming up. And then he's going to, and that's 2019. That'll be around December. He's only fighting two times next year. He'll keep bringing up Deontay Wilder, but won't fight him. And then in April of 2020, he's going to fight Big Fat Baby Miller, an overweight, overhyped heavyweight,
that's my
really
boy.
Heavyweight. He might be 400 pounds by then. He's going to fight him April 2020. And then he's going to try to see maybe if Deontay Wilder has fallen off a little bit, he may try to fight him in 2020 of December. I hope it doesn't work out that way, but I can guarantee you that he won't be fighting Deontay Wilder in April. You know,
Luther's got the months down smoking, Jim.
Before, remember, I'm the one who told you that he wasn't fighting Wilder. In his last fight, that would be Povetkin when everybody thought it was Wilder. Listen, Eddie Hearn does not want to lose money on his investment. He knows as soon as Anthony Joshua gets in the ring with Deontay Wilder, it's over for him. He's going to get exposed with having
just
a glass check.
Just because
he's a paper champion.
Conversation on me.
He's a paper champion.
First of all, Wilder's last fight at 6'7", he weighed in at 213 pounds. Let's put it that way. You're talking about people not fighting anybody. Wilder hasn't fought anybody in his whole career. Listen, I compare Joshua to Muhammad Ali, and I think at the end of his career, he'll be the greatest of all time. Muhammad Ali didn't fight anybody in the first half of his career. And Ali got dropped by Henry Cooper. So anybody over 200 pounds can knock you down. They said George Foreman and a lot of people say that Sonny Liston took it easy on George Foreman in sparring. Just because somebody's sparring partner, Anthony Joshua could destroy sparring partners if he wanted to. He ain't Mike Tyson. He want to have sparring partners. It's to get some work in. This is a big man that's an Olympic champion. He's undefeated, and he's carrying four belts. When Muhammad Ali wanted to fight Sonny Liston, he went to his house. He was in the ring after Sonny Liston knocked out Floyd Patterson the second time and said, I want you, you big ugly bear. Wilder wants to fight, but he won't leave Alabama. There's 120,000 people waiting on him to sign a contract and go fight over the pond. Muhammad Ali, in the second half of his career, all his fights was in the other person's hometown.
All that was nonsense. All that was nonsense. Let me tell you this. Anthony Joshua called out Deontay Wilder. He said, I'll fight him tomorrow if you guarantee me $50 million. The offer was put in his lap. He went backtracking. Said, well, I don't want to fight. And then he was calling out fans. Fans who said, sign on and fight Wilder. He said, if you want to fight him, why don't you train and fight him? He's scared. Tell me this. If he's so tough, the top three heavyweights right now, Deontay Wilder, Luis Ortiz, Tyson Fury, in my opinion, are the top heavyweights. He's ducked and avoided every single one of them. He paid money to Luis Ortiz not to fight him. Tyson Fury, he's still saying if Tyson Fury, and it's a fact, it's on paper. There's a paper trail. There's no, I'm getting that. It's a paper trail. Smoke and Jim, it's called research, not Wikipedia. It's called research. We know you get your research from Wikipedia. I actually do the research. Yes, Luis Ortiz was a mandatory for Joshua. He paid him money to go away so he could fight someone else and has been avoiding him ever since. Deontay Wilder, every time you say he hasn't fought anybody, you know the reason why? He was scheduled to fight Povetkin. What did Povetkin do? He started juicing up, using steroids, and got busted. What did Luis Ortiz do? He started using, and got suspended a couple times before he finally faced Deontay Wilder and got destroyed in the 10th round. The second-best heavyweight Wilder in the world.
And his last fight, he got shook up almost. He got shook up.
Yeah, but one of the top heavyweights. Yes. And he showed me he has heart and he has a chin. Luis Ortiz, they call him King Kong for a reason. Because he knocked everybody down.
When he was on steroids.
One thing about Wilder's opponent.
He wasn't on steroids. He was clean.
He was clean that time. Ortiz, Severn, when he was clean and when he was trying to fight. Chris Areola. He fought guys who could punch. And but anyway, real quick, Wilder versus Fury. Chris Areola is tough.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Listen, the heavyweight division as a whole isn't great.
Well, you know what? We're going to get
to have some guys that can punch.
No, he's not Italian. We're going to get to the top five heavies in a second, but real quick, Wilder versus Fury. I think Wilder gets him. I said TKO in 10, within 10. I've never been impressed with Fury. Fury fought Klitschko, and Klitschko didn't throw a damn punch all fight, and he dominated him. And then Fury went on he had his problems outside of the ring, and now we're expecting him to be a top heavyweight. He's good for the game. He's a showman. But I think Wilder destroys him. I don't think it's going to be close. And then hopefully, eventually, Joshua and him fight. But what do you think about what do you think about Wilder versus Fury?
Well, the Fury of 3 years ago beat the heck out of Wilder. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him fight in 3 years, but he beat an outstanding tough fighter out of Philadelphia named USS Cunningham that got a lot of heart. And I tell you what, I think a Fury of 3 years ago, the one that beat Klitschko, would have beat Wilder, but now after 3 years, who knows?
We're not years ago.
We don't know how we know, Louis. We ain't seen him fight in 3 years, but I think that he has the size that he can wear down Wilder. I really do. And the longer it goes, I think it more favors the Gypsy.
Okay.
Luther, what do you think?
Listen, Tyson Fury 3 years ago, 5 years ago, today, he would never beat Deontay Wilder because he can't handle that power. Tyson Fury, I didn't even like to fight against Klitschko. I don't know what Klitschko was doing in that fight. I thought he might have been on something because he did nothing.
Exactly.
It looked like he saw a guy that was finally his size and got intimidated by him. But Tyson Fury doesn't have enough power to keep Wilder off. He's going to get rocked by Wright. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it because I've never seen a 6'10 guy get knocked off the seat like he's going to get on December 1st. He might get lifted out of the ring. But listen, if this was a trash talking fight, I'd give it to Tyson Fury. He can talk but he's not going to be able to walk it December 1st. Wilder is going to put on a show and he's going to call out Anthony Joshua. He's going to beat Tyson Fury so bad that Anthony Joshua won't mention his name for another year. That's how bad Tyson Fury is going to get destroyed. It's going to be something to see, and I can't wait.
And he's going to call Joshua out big time after that fight. And like I said, I'm being kind by saying TKO and 10 because Fury might move a little bit. He's a little bit awkward to hit. But we're still not done with boxing. One more break for our great sponsors.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. We are back once again with Smokin' Jim Frazier, Luther Dupree. We are still on boxing. Okay, this is where it's going to get crazy, because I know you guys don't agree with me, especially Luther. I'm going to give you my top five heavyweights, and then I want to hear yours. I'm going to go with Wilder. I'm going to go with Anthony Joshua. And number three, I'm going to go with Big Baby Jarrell Miller. Number four, Luis Ortiz. And number five, I'm going to go with a guy who was a cruiserweight champion who moved up to heavyweight. And he impressed the hell out of me with his fights against David Haye, and that's Tony Ballou. So I got Wilder, Joshua, Miller, Ortiz, and Tony Ballou. Not the greatest. Like I said yesterday on our show, if you look at the 70s and 80s, the list of the top 10 heavyweights, the Shavers, the Cooneys, the Weavers, you know, Jimmy Young, all those boys, and they could hit, and they were tough, and they fought each other. Ken Norton. Those are legendary. That's a legendary top 10 that I don't think we'll ever see again. But again, Wilder, Joshua, Miller, Ortiz, Ballou, Smoking Jim, who's your top five?
Descending order, the black guy that calls his last name White. I got him number five. I got White at five. Number four, I got Mike Manna. Number three, I got Tyson Fury. Number two, I got Wilder. And number one, one of the top six heavyweights of all time. And when it's all said and done, I think he replaces Muhammad Ali as the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Anthony
Joshua, number one. And that's the way it is.
Wow. Go ahead, Luther. Get him.
Look.
Yeah, Luther.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm back. Sorry.
If you get rid of that Obama phone, you wouldn't get rid of that. Get
him. You just stunned him whenever you said Fury and White and AJ replacing Muhammad Ali. Luther's still in the fog hearing all that.
Yeah, you knocked my connection out with that crazy statement, Smoking Jim.
Who do you got, Luther?
My top five, of course. The bomb squad, Deontay Wilder is number one. Second, I have Luis Ortiz. He's the most underrated fighter in the heavyweight division. Power in both hands. Everybody's scared of him except Deontay Wilder. Number three, I have Tyson Fury. And number four, I have Anthony Joshua, the scared UK. Who every time you mention Wilder, he has a little accident in his pants. And number five, Dillian White, number five, because I like what he showed against Joseph Parker. But those are my top five. Outside of that, I don't have Big Baby Miller.
You don't like him at all. You don't like him at all. Why don't you like him?
Well, one, I don't think he takes good care of his body. You can't say you're a heavyweight champion.
You know what, he was not fat. He's a big boy now. I know that. But
he's putting on another 30 pounds. Yes, he doesn't appear fat, but he's fighting 40-year-old bums. This guy, Frazzo Kendo, that he's fighting with a vet. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Once he gets in with a real heavyweight, he's going to get exposed. Take him into deep waters. He's not going to be able to survive carrying that type of weight. But, you know, he's putting on a show. That's a good game. But, again, he's another guy who tried to get in the ring with Wilder, a sparring session. That man, he blamed it on heat exhaustion. I believe it was a couple rights to the midsection that sent him to the hospital.
Luther, hey, you broke up a little bit. Talk Claudio. About that sparring session again.
Hey, Claudio.
Okay.
Claudio, yes. Luther was breaking up. Let him give him a chance to put some more money on his phone.
Go ahead, Luther. One more time about the sparring session.
Okay. I think it happened maybe about a year ago. There was a sparring session. Big Baby Miller went in to spar with Deontay Wilder. He claims that he was running beforehand and didn't realize it was so hot in Alabama. Who doesn't know it's hot in Alabama? But he got in the ring, got hit with a couple, and let's just say he ended up getting carried off on a stretcher like that guy did against Keontae Irvin over the weekend.
I was hoping you would bring
he
that up.
He blamed it on heat exhaustion, but everybody knows it was right to the midsection to the head. He won't even mention Wilder's name. All he says is everything Wilder hits, he hurts. And you have not heard him talk about fighting Deontay Wilder since. But he's calling out Anthony Joshua every chance he gets because he knows that's the easier paper champion. There's a reason for it.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's switch over to real quick. We're going to talk about Floyd, Khabib, and McGregor. Now, Khabib, the MMA guy, he made Conor McGregor submit. And now he called out Floyd Mayweather, and Mayweather said he'd fight him. And then there's the Pacquiao-Broner fight, which I like. I think that's very intriguing. And I would think that the winner of the Pacquiao-Broner fight should get Floyd. But first, let's talk about Khabib and Floyd. Smoking Jim, who would you like in that fight?
Well, if Floyd talks about his religion, I like Khabib. But if Floyd keeps us above the neck, listen, Floyd's a joke. He's not going to fight an MMA. This guy's a killer, man. He ain't going to fight him in a cage. I think that it's a joke. I would like to see Pacquiao get another shot at Floyd. I thought he beat him with one arm. And I always would love to see Broner, who I love, fight against Floyd Mayweather. I think that would be a good fight. But hey, won't Floyd just ride off in the sunset? You know, he's 40-some years old. He's not a draw. He needs somebody else to be the draw. Floyd Mayweather came here and came to a club called Cheerleaders and couldn't sell that out. He's not a draw, man. You know, so I would like to see if he's going to come back and fight Pacquiao, give him a payday, or give your boy, your young boy, Broner, a payday.
Luke, I'm so sick of Floyd. Yeah. I'm sick of Pacquiao. The fight they hyped up was one of the worst fights I've seen in years. Floyd needs to go ahead and just be a promoter. He has all these guys that he's promoting that never fight.
Let me interrupt you real quick. I'm sorry. I want to interrupt you real quick. When years ago, they said Foreman should retire. They said Muhammad should retire, which Muhammad should have. Vander should retire. Bo should retire. All these guys should retire. Now Floyd should. But if all these guys retire, who's going to come up besides the Errol Spence? Even Errol Spence, as great as he is, and Terrence Crawford, and those boys, are they going to draw the?
No.
That's what I'm saying. You need Floyd. You need Pacquiao. Even Broner. You need these storylines. You need these names to keep boxing going. If not, it's going to be. I think MMA is going to take over and stay on top.
Well, the reason MMA is taking over is because the best aren't fighting the best in boxing. If you had a Deontay Wilder fighting an Anthony Joshua, if you had a Keith Thurman, instead of taking 2 years off and holding belts hostage, fighting an Errol Spence, or if you had Errol Spence fighting a Sean Porter, there would be more excitement. But these guys, the promoters, the TV stations, they're not making the best fight the best. And that's why the sport is taking a hit. People like
Luther,
Floyd, yes, he has a name.
Luther,
but he's not
you know
good
better.
For boxing at this
Luther,
point.
You know better than that. You know better than that. Sugar Ray Leonard didn't need nobody. Roberto Duran didn't need nobody.
But okay. Exactly. The best fought the best. That's not happening right now.
No, they didn't have to fight the best. They could fight anybody. They were the entertainment. You know, they were the entertainment. They loved
Yes, but they were entertainment because they were great fighters fighting other ones. But listen, all the great fights, you can name both guys. It's not, Floyd knocked this bum out. It's Floyd versus Canelo, Floyd versus Zab Judah. I mean, there's guys. Are you going back to Jersey? Are you serious? Can we at least come in the 70s, Jim? Can we come in the 80s? I'm talking.
Can I say one thing, Claudio? Let me say one thing. If you set yourself on fire, people will come watch you burn. If you're a fighter, if you're an exciting fighter, you can stay boxing. These cats ain't got no, like you said, Claudio, they're not an entertainer. You get out there and you fight. You become a Roberto Duran. You become a Sugar Ray.
Listen,
hitter.
And you know why? They became legends. You became legends because you were the best fighting the best. If Ray Leonard didn't fight Hitman, if he didn't fight Hagler, you know, you talk about those great fights where he showed up and showed his skills. Not you didn't have somebody ducking like an Anthony Joshua fighting nobody on an app. That's the problem. MMA, you get a corner fighting Khabib at the top of their game. These guys are not fighting. Floyd and Pacquiao should have fought you.
No. Your phone's out again. How many people does Joshua draw to his fight? He draws 120,000 people. Joshua is the draw, but he's
listen,
not in
and you know
country.
What? See, again, you didn't
what
do your research, Smoking Jim. His last fight at Povetkin, they had trouble selling it out. They changed the rules. And yes, they did. Yes, they did. Again, you're not doing it. Stay off of Wikipedia and do real research. Up until the week of, they were still trying to sell tickets. Eddie Hearn was doing the trick they always do. He would buy them and then have them selling on a reseller. But they stopped those rules. So they had trouble selling it out. Listen, how many people watched his last fight on DAZN since he's so popular? Under 10,000. Under 10,000. Under 10,000. That's why they had to overpay for Canelo. All right? You can talk this Anthony Joshua all you want, but a lot of people don't even know about Anthony Joshua. He's not fighting anybody.
You know what? I was at Macy's one time.
And after this fight, Deontay Wilder will be the biggest heavyweight. He will be the biggest in boxing.
I was at Macy's
one time. And nobody will even care about Joshua.
There's this big poster for I forgot which company, and there's a picture of Anthony Joshua.
Under Armour. It was Under Armour.
Under Armour. And nobody knew who he was. You know, so I don't. He's not a draw here. I mean, whoever his opponent is.
He's not
is,
a draw, and he's not an exciting fighter anymore. You know.
Wow.
His last fight,
was
horrible.
You knock everybody out. That seems to be exciting to me.
yeah, that was earlier, Joshua. This new one, he's not knocking people out. Joshua, he just fought Joseph Parker didn't knock him out. And he fought a 40-year-old Povetkin and got rocked in the first round. And then finally had to be stopped.
Did it go the distance? Did it go to the distance? Povetkin,
he's too old. He's too old. Povetkin's done. Because he ducked Wilder. That's why he only had one loss. Because he ducked Wilder.
He didn't duck him at the Olympics.
here we go with the Olympics.
Here you go. Listen, that's the problem with this Olympics. Wilder was a basketball player up until he was 21. And then he started boxing. So he was a late bloomer.
He flopped in the Olympic trials. I agree with you.
A late bloomer. Listen, there's a lot of guys. Some guys don't go to the Olympics. Other guys turn to the sport late. Listen, all I'm saying is Wilder has the biggest punch in the game.
But there's certain guys.
13 pounds, his legs are still late.
But guys like Boom Boom Mancini, guys like that, they weren't good in the Olympics and amateurs because their style wasn't conducive to the amateur game. But finally, guys, we did a fight Saturday for Integrity Boxing, and JJ Anderson and Mike McSorley, our friend, and we're going to be announcing more fights there. As a matter of fact, Luther, I spoke with Mike the other day. And what I wanted to have happen is going to happen. After a win, they're going to take that climb up the stairs. That's going to be something that the fighters are going to look forward to and having us interview them. What did you guys think? Yeah, let's. And it's always great to do those things with you guys. But real quick, we'll jump to a couple fights. Keontae Irving really KO'd a guy named Brandon Slingshot Clark. The first time I saw Keontae Irving, I said, this guy has star written all over him. Luther, what do you think of Keontae?
Oh, man, he's the most, one of the most talented boxers in this area. You're right. He's definitely going to have a world championship. They just have to keep him on the right pace. I like how they're bringing him along. He's amazing. Power in both hands. He has that star quality all about him. He already has the T-shirts, a nice following. Hey, we're going to hear a lot from him in the next coming years. Him and G5 are going to take over the sport in the Pittsburgh area. Paul left it there for a while, but these two are going to run with it. Paul Spider-Fort, man.
Smoking Jim?
Well, the first thing I do is get him out of the Beaver Valley. That water out there turned a lot of great athletes into bums. I'd have had him a couple years ago. I don't know what they're waiting on. This guy's been a great fighter a long time. He's tired of fighting for trophies. He's finally fighting for money. And I tell you what, I go to fights. I don't care who get knocked out. I want to see a knockout, so I'm a fan because he's 2-0 with two first-round knockouts. That's my man.
All right, man. Now the future attraction
was call
our. go ahead, Luth. What's that?
No, I was just going to say they're going to call him the Bone Crusher, man. Because he, when you start sending guys out in the stretcher, man, he's going to have to start
and
fighting better fighters
okay.
pretty soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, that guy's okay. But and finally, guys, the future attraction
lose,
was our.
I didn't lose no sleep.
Jim's all heart. Hey, real quick, Jim and Luther are going to be on the show a lot, right? And you can see why. But if Smoking Jim says somebody is my friend, look out because he's going to bury him. I mean, I love Jim, but he can be tough. Finally, guys, Mike Manna, the Pittsburgh Bull, fought a guy named Mac. This is his name, Machiavelli Farrakhan Siberius.
Oh my God.
Mike knocked him out in the first round. Smokey Jim, what were your thoughts?
Was he
no.
black or was he Italian? I don't know. We had all
no, he was not Italian. He was not Italian. Let's leave us alone.
The I know are Italian, man. But, hey, you know what? I think what Mike Manna is doing is a great thing, man. Hey, people love heavyweights that can get knockout power. Mike Manna has always had that power. And I tell you what, he's great for boxing in this area. And I tell you what,
sure
everybody
is.
Loves him. He's donating his purse to Children's Hospital. And a lot of the businesses in Pittsburgh is donating money as well. So, man, I think he should continue to fight. Does that Farrakhan got a brother? I think he got to go through the whole family. Knock them all out the first couple of rounds, man. Seconds. I love it, man.
That's what it's all about. Luther, what are your thoughts on Mike? And
yeah,
fight?
Yeah, Mike, he very impressive. You know, he fought a guy with a made-up name. I don't know if he just came up with that before the fight, but he looked good.
So.
He brings a great audience. He's great for the area, great for the sport. And the fact that he's donating everything to Children's Hospital is just an amazing thing. Great fighter, great cause. Yeah, I just want to keep supporting him, and I hope he keeps fighting more than five fights. Why stop?
Yeah, he will. He
keep
will. Exactly. Why stop?
You
keep
know,
going.
Keep going. You're not taking punishment. You're knocking guys out. Go 50-0.
right. We got one Italian. That's enough for 49-0. We're going to stop there. Hey, guys. Hey, I told the audience, I told the fans that Smoking Jim and Luther were special. And now you can see why. Make sure that you tune in on PCTV21.org and watch Steel City Sports World, Pittsburgh's Ring Talk, Smoking First and Ten with Smoking Jim, and just all the shows they do. As great as they are at what they do, trust me when I tell you, they're even greater people. And I am truly blessed to call them not friends, but brothers of mine. And they will be on the show a lot. And you can see why. Like I said, they're great guys. And I can't thank you guys enough for being on the show. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hey, I loved it, Claudio. Once again, thanks for the opportunity. You're the best in the business. I can't wait to check out CMU this off season. I know you guys are going to do some great stuff this year.
Thank you. We're 5-3 so far. We got a few more games. We'll be all right. What's that, Jim?
I want to be on with Roman Gabriel.
All right, we'll get him back on. We'll get him back on. Well, listen, everybody, again, I want to thank Smoking Jim and Luther. I want to thank my great producer, Adam Zaloof. Have to thank my sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care. Excuse me, I might need them. Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, all out right down the road at Dubois, Pennsylvania. Also, I have upcoming guests, Al Oliver, 1971 World Series winner for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rocky Blyer, Steeler legend, Bob Backlund, WWF champion from 1978 to 1983, legend. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRealsano.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Spread the word. Let everybody know about it. You can subscribe to the show. Rate us. Give us your thoughts. Again, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Again, spread the word. Tell your friends. Hope you guys enjoy the show. And as always, I have to thank my mom and dad. So thank you all for listening. Tune in next week.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.